Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. We opened up the show there with Sharon Shannon and her lovely question of Bardino, programme brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You listen to us in Auckland on Wednesday, Christchurch, Saturday night, and Wellington, Capity Coast on Sunday. Hope you can stay with us here for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Lots happening on the sports front, of course. Clock went forward in Ireland last weekend, and hours go back this weekend, so there'll be 11-hour time difference. We're going to start the show tonight with a lovely version of Grace from Seamath Heal and Maeve Walsh. They're introducing it themselves. They're down at the Cliffs of Moher, and this is, I suppose, an appropriate song as we celebrate the 110th anniversary of the Easter Rising.
Hiya Carda, it's Misha Maidney Vernach, Augusta and Spearvan, Sina Thiel in Aina Clumanu.
Hi everyone, my name is Sina Thiel and this is Maeve Walsh.
Tommy Don Shot and you, Ig Alta Allen on Voher. We made a conna on Spalpa Grace, Bunagi Tanavas.
We're here today at the Cliffs of Moher to sing the song Grace. We hope that you enjoy.
Gather in the chapel here in Old Kilmaine on Jail. We think about these past few weeks. Oh, they say we failed. From a school days, they have taught us we must yearn for liberty. Dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out of town and I won't start.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that version of Grace by Sina Thiel and Maeve Walsh, recorded down at the Eclipse of Moher. And sadly, not far from the Eclipse of Moher, tragedy unfolded this afternoon in Ireland with news that two young fishermen, one in their 20s, one in their 30s, were drowned when fishing off rocks not far from Doonbeg. Of course, that's where the Irish Open Golf Tournament will be in September. And, of course, the golf club owned by none other than the man that's causing much upset and stress around the world, President Trump. And, of course, back here, the situation in the Middle East is having a major impact on Irish life. Of course, so much dependent on the cost of fuels, especially diesel. I know the government brought in some relief last week, dropping diesel, I think, by 22 cents a litre, and petrol 15 cents, but the price has gone up even in the last week. And it's not just diesel fuel, it's fertilisers and everything that's normally getting into Ireland this time of the year as farmers prepare to sow crops and everything. So the issue is causing a lot of problems in Ireland as it is here. And who knows where it's going to end. Certainly no sign of it finishing right now. Anyway, that's it. That's the political lecture over for tonight. We'll just concentrate on the music here as we face into Easter and a long weekend here, and indeed back in Ireland. And this time we're going to go with Love Will Tear Us Apart from the Coolies.
Love.
Love Will Tear Us Apart from the Coolies, a group that's really going places in Ireland. And speaking of groups, don't forget the Pogues are coming here just over a week away now. And still some tickets available for some of their shows. Their tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Now, another lady that's coming here and very, very popular. She was on The Late Late Show recently, is Joanne McNally. She's an Irish comedian and she's selling out venues everywhere she goes. And she's here in April in Auckland, Wellington and Christchurch. She's so popular. Big venues like AATS Centre in Auckland is sold out, but there are some tickets available for the show in Wellington on Thursday, the 16th of April. Joanne at McNally, and then in May we've got the Water Boys coming down this way as well. Well, a few people passed away over the last week, as you're seeing news breaking tonight in Ireland, that Rory O'Hanlon, the former minister for health in the Fianna Fáil government back in the 80s when Charlie Haughey was in power. He was a GP in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, and he's passed away this afternoon, aged 92. He was first elected to the Dáil for the constituency of Cavan Monaghan back in 77. That was the big landslide victory that Fianna Fáil won. I remember that election well. It was in June, and Fianna Fáil had a majority of about 29 seats. Of course, that election, they went out and said they were going to scrap rates, which they did. And, of course, it was probably the worst thing that could have happened for Ireland. I remember, you know, there was Fianna Fáil were passing legislation with 25 TDs not bothering to turn up. And, of course, within 2 years, Charlie Haughey had taken over the leadership of Fianna Fáil, and it created a turbulent time in Irish politics. But Rory O'Hanlon passed away at age 92, and he's survived by his wife, Teresa, and their children, Fiona, Rory Ardell, who we remember as Father Ted, Father Dougal in the series Father Ted, Neil, Shane and Derbla, and his sister Fionnuala, and the wider family. Many tributes paid today to Roy Keane's mother. Roy's mother was laid to rest today in Cork. I think Roy's mother was only about 79, and he gave the eulogy and talked about the strength of his mother. She was predeceased by her husband, Mossy, who died in 2019. But she was the glue that kept the family together. And once she met her husband many, many years ago, it was love at first sight. So it was Roy gave an entertaining eulogy today at the funeral down in Cork. And of course, Roy went on to become a famous footballer, and he would have been very disappointed with Ireland's loss to Chechnya last week. In fact, the final playoff games are on now, and Chechnya and Denmark are 1-1 with about 8 minutes to go. Of course, we would do more about that in the sports news later on the programme tonight. But we're here to play more music, and we're going to, this time, Mary Black, who announced her retirement from touring last week. I like this version of Annie Keith Gordon.
Harking is Bonnie, and there lives my love. My heart lies on him and will not remove. It will not remove, oh, for all that I have done. Oh, I never will forget me love. Tricks on the board. You care nothing for a man who cares so very much for thee. You must marry, Lord.
with anarchy garden. I'd beg for my bread, and before I'll marry Sultan, it's gold to my head, with gold to my head, and gowns fringed to the knee, and I'll die if I don't get me love. From church she was brought home, and when she and her maiden so merry should have been, when she and her maiden so merry should have been, she went into her chamber, she cries, honey and my sweet, for to style you my mistress, it would be so sweet. Be it mistress or genie, it's all the same to me. But in your bed, Lord Sultan, I never will lie. And down came her. Was the day that Jeannie died, and the day that young Anarchy came home on the tide, and down came her maidens all wringing out their hands, saying, oh, it's been so long, we've spent so long.
Mary Black and Anarchy Garden. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, another family that's been in the news quite a lot for many, many years is the Burke family. And Enoch Burke is in jail in Castlereagh now after being transferred from Mountjoy there. And he claims he's there for his views on transgenderism, but he's not. He's there because he's breaching a court order not to turn up at the school, Wilson Hospital, where he was a teacher before he was suspended and sacked about 3 years ago. He spent, I think, the best part of nearly 2 years in jail now. He's in and out of jail because he refuses to apologise to the court And his mum and dad, or well, his mum and dad and family members are always there to support him. But there was a court order issued by a judge 2 weeks ago to arrest Martina and Amy Burke. They were sentenced to 2 weeks in jail for their performances in court cases recently. So the Gardaí have been slow to act on the court order, but today they acted when the family were visiting Enoch in Castlereagh. So they were arrested outside the jail in Castlereagh and brought to the women's section of Mountjoy Jail in Dublin. So they'll be spending Easter in jail. They've got 2 weeks in jail. Of course, the issue, the judge has called them a disgrace with the way that they've carried on over the last few years, and huge fines imposed on Enoch, but he seems to be adamant he's not for a change, and so interesting to see where that will end up. Right, we'll move on, and this time we're going to have Chapel Oak with a song called Sea Swimming.
They took a time like the perfect crime. Pale toes glistening on cool water, caressing little waves and drowning sin, confessing rotter's eye then diving in. I made a beeline for the brine, didn't think of the ice cold, healing all that pain in green and blue. Me and Martha, sun coming true. Sea swimming, heart willing, I'll dive with you into the dawn. Cured and renewed in the tide reborn. Sea swimming, it's fitting with sunlight dancing on your skin. As a morning with you again and again. Seaweed and musk like blind man's buff, feeling all the fields without warning. On your speakerphone, cockles and clams make undertones. Meeting up our water signs, laughing in the tide with no motive. Waves that hurl us into one, something brewing nearly begun. Sea swimming. Cured and renewed in the tide reborn. Sea swimming, it's fitting with sunlight dancing on your skin. Naked as a morning with you. Time like the perfect crime, pale toes glisten on cool water, caressing little waves, drowning sin, confessing our desire, then diving in.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Of course, into Easter this weekend, and hopefully the weather will be nice here, and of course in Ireland as well. Days are getting longer, the clocks went forward last week, we go backwards this weekend. And our mornings will be brighter and evenings darker. But of course, it's the 110th anniversary of the Easter Rebellion, 1916. So there will be on big celebrations in Ireland, marking that this weekend outside the GPO in Dublin. I'm sure the newly elected president, Catherine Connolly, will be in attendance there. I know that she's today appointed seven people to the Council of State. And one of the people that she's appointed is Linda Irvine, who's sister-in-law of the former leader of the Progressive Unionist Party in Northern Ireland, David Irvine, Progressive Unionist Party. So sister-in-law of the late leader. So Catherine Connolly today appointed Linda, Nuala Ní Eolain, Colin Harvey, Kathleen Lynch, Donagh O'Connell, Conor O'Mahony and Ciarán O'Hobby. And they are part of her Council of State that meet from time to time to discuss issues. So Catherine Connolly settling into her job. As I mentioned last week, she and both former President Michael D. Higgins paid tribute to the late Dolores Keane at her funeral in Carlistran last week. Right, we'll have a quick look at Gaelic games. It was a big weekend of results or games in Ireland, all the finals of the league. And of course, all our Gaelic games coverage is brought to you with GAA Plus. And if you want to get a subscription, you can log on to their site, gaaplus.ie, and you can get an annual pass or you can go for the monthly installments. And you can watch all the games, 12-month subscription. So we have the finals of the Division 1, 2, 3 and 4 at the weekend. And Donegal and Kerry fought out Division 1. Huge victory for Donegal, 320 to 210. At one stage, they were leading by, I think, 20 points. Now, they were lucky to have their star player, Michael Murphy, on the field. Everybody believes that he should have been given a red card for some really rough play in the first half of the game, but he went on to score 1.4, I think, one goal and 4 points. And Donegal now have a month off until they play the first round of the Ulster Championships against County Down. So Kerry felt, their manager felt, Jack O'Connor, the game against Armagh the previous week took a lot out of the team. It was a very physical game, and he felt, while, you know, they would have liked to have won, he said now they'll be putting all their attention towards the championship, which starts in 2 weeks' time for some counties. But I think for Donegal and Kerry, they'll have to wait a month. The Division 3 final, Down and Westmeath Down winning their 21 points to 18. Division 2 final, close game between Meath and Cork. Meath have been through winners, 1-22 to 2-17. And the final, Division 4 final between Carlow and Longford, Carlow, that little bit extra to create a piece of history, winning 1-24 to 2-18. So that's the leagues all over and done with. Of course, the big surprise was Dublin being demoted. Interesting little video going around last week. Former Dublin great David Hickey, Dr. David Hickey. David is one of a number of leading sports stars that have been out there urging the GAA to discontinue their sponsorship with Allianz Insurance Company. And poor David is not well at the moment, suffering obviously from a form of cancer. But he was pleading with people last week to stand up and cheer for Palestine on the 20th minute of the game last week. Now, there wasn't a huge crowd at the game in Crow Park in Dublin, but certainly a number of Irish sportsmen. I think Tony Ward as well has joined David protesting outside Doyle Éireann over the ongoing war that's happened between Israel now and Lebanon. And we know that there was two peacekeepers killed in Lebanon earlier this week, and there's about 120 Irish peacekeepers on duty for the UN there. But that UN peacekeeping mission comes to an end at the end of the year. And I heard the ERO for the Irish Army talking on RT radio yesterday, basically advising that the Irish Army personnel that are over there at the moment, they're all safe. They're carrying out their duties. There's a change in personnel at the end of May, but that they will stay there till the end of the year. Now, it looks like that Chechnya-Denmark game will be going to penalties. As I said, heartbreak for Ireland last week in the football. We'll come back in a bit of a chat to it about it, the game after the next song, which is Refuge from Dermot Kennedy, who was a guest on Tommy Tiernan's programme last week. You can look at that on the RT player. Very good. But here he is with Refuge.
the end until it's over. Show your scars and let me pull you closer. Watching your silhouette dance off the lake, I promise I won't let you break. I know the dark shows up more than we'd like. Carve it in stone so the story survives. Try to stand tall, try to get you to smile. Fight off what's sensible, say I'm invincible. It's all a lie. Darling, I'm shaking tonight. Chasing a dream, but I'm tired. If we never make it, at least we can say we died trying. At least the memories of you and me don't have to be perfect. Your sandy feet, the way you breathe, the subtle things that make it all worth it. Watching your silhouette dance off the lake, I promise I won't let you break. I know the dark shows up more than we'd like. Carve it in stone so the story survives. Try to stand tall, try to get you to smile. Fight off what's sensible, say I'm invincible. It's all a lie. Darling, I'm shaking tonight. Chasing a dream, but I'm tired. We never make it. Never make it, at least we can say we died trying. Trying.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just to remind you, Joanne McNally, if you're heading to Wellington in April, there are tickets available for her show on Thursday the 16th of April at the Opera House in Wellington. Her show in Auckland, shows in Auckland and Christchurch have sold out, and you can get tickets through Ticketmaster. And there's still a number of tickets left for the Pogues concerts in Wellington on the 8th of April, Thursday on the 9th of April in Christchurch, and here in Auckland on the 11th. Tickets through Ticketmaster and Waterboys here in May. And I think somebody else, there's another comedian coming later there. Darrow Breen, I think, is back again. Very, very popular. Very popular entertainer. Micheál Martin is in Poland today. And he said the energy crisis, probably the worst ever. And of course, Ireland have a huge role coming up there, taking over the presidency of the European Union from the beginning of July for 6 months. So if this war is continuing, it's certainly going to be dominating the news, and Ireland's involvement you know, they will be making statements and everything. What else is happening here? Oh, I'm not going to go on about Trump. He's in other places. It's good to see Michael O'Leary down in Knock last week, as Knock celebrated the 40th anniversary since the airport opened. And who would have thought that a little airport runway on the top of a craggy hill, boggy hill outside Knock would be flying a million passengers in 2026. And Michael O'Leary and Ryanair have been great supporters of the airport for many, many years. And he flew down there and donned a Mayo jersey to congratulate all involved and pay tribute to the man whose vision it was, Monsignor Horden, who decided that he wanted an airport. He built a huge basilica in Knock. And, of course, the Pope came there in 1979 on the 100th anniversary of the appearance of Our Lady at the old church there. And then he wanted, he knew if he built the basilica, he'd bring the visitors. He was about to make it another shrine like Lourdes, and obviously convinced the government to support him. And they built the runway. Of course, there was a lot of stop starts with that airport, and at one stage they were charging people £10 to drive up and down the runway before it was opened and officially the buildings built. And the airport is fully functional now. So Michael O'Leary, certainly very happy. And to see here in the interview with him on the Irish Independent Day, he says, "I enjoy my work. I don't see a reason to retire. And the IFA is wrong on the Mercosur deal." We know this is the deal allowing South American countries to import or export, to have the trade big barriers lifted between these six countries, South America and the European Union. It's going to be worth a lot to the European Union as a whole. But there was objections from a number of countries, including Ireland, because of the increase. Not a lot. I think an extra 99,000 tons of beef is going to come into the European Union. And the Irish government were forced to not back the deal, which probably didn't go down too well. But that's for another day. We'll have a quick look at the farming section of the paper when I come back. And taking us there is Maeve Parsons, and her version of "The Water Is Wide."
Water is wide, I can swim on, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that can carry two, and both shall. Thank you. die you lose my love for thee. The water is wide, I can't swim on, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that can carry two, and both shall.
Wide, Niamh Parsons, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And just having a look here at the Farman Independent, whether you're rid of the football here, I've got a couple of screens going here, but the Farman Independent on Tuesday, picture up her old man here, Robin Longs, shields himself from the hailstones on his 395T Massey Ferguson at the Elaine McGinley Memorial Tractor and Lorry Run in Castlefin and Donegal to raise funds for the Dunamore National School at the weekend. Oh my God, it looks miserable. And the more interviewing, more about that interview with Michael O'Leary in the Farman section of the paper. Of course, he's a big farmer in County Meath, a big man in the bloodstock industry as well. Pressure mounts to scrap the carbon tax on agri-fuel. The government is faced with the prospect of disruptive protests. Farmers and agri-contractors warn of potential road blockades following tense meeting in Port Leash. Of course, a huge, huge increase in the price of diesel everywhere. Lovely picture here of a number of children. This up across you has given birth to her sixth set of quadruplets at on Mervyn O'Rourke's Burke's farm in Ahagara near Westport. And Mervyn's grandsons, John, Connor, Patrick and Caden Walsh, and their mother, Gillian, are ready to help with the granddad. There's a lovely piece countrywide, the Saturday morning program on RTE. It's all about farming, but there was a lovely piece on there last week about a farmer in Wicklow, how he gets a couple of ag students from UCD to come and help him every year. And it was lovely to hear them talking about delivering the young lambs. It's peak lambing season right at the moment now. Yeah, he says a big article here on Leary. He certainly loves his cattle, and he loves his publicity. Right, what else is happening? Well, the weather is improving a small bit, but certainly farmers are looking for more warm weather so that they can start ploughing their fields and getting their crops in. Man here and with farms at Nardrahan in County Galway, he writes an article every week. Angus Fahey from TB, pressure to lost calves, yet doing things right still pays off. Yeah, TB. Still a problem in Ireland. And the West's golden calves, so this farm produces 8 euro kilogram Charlie weanings. Dara Walsh and his uncle Seamus run a 50 cow circular herd, focused on genetics and herd health to produce quality weanings and farmers from exports in County Roscommon. So certainly a bit muck around the gap there, but there is a bit of nice green land, green grass in the background. And a living shed for the future by this Kilkenny sheep farmer planted 6,500 trees on his land, obviously thinking of biodiversity, etc. And finally, border buyers drive stronger heifer prices as yearling supplies tightens nationwide. Prices of cattle still quite expensive. Right, we're coming down the final track here, and we've got time for probably two more songs, but this is Sean King, and There Were Roses.
Evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern lands. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Benny, he lived just a
across the fields. A great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from south of Manticore to Gagnusville, and we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter fill the air. And Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference, for their friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said they won't divide us, we always will be one. Now the land our fathers ploughed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hoped there'd be no more. It was little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Camden Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. Gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day, the minister, he closed his eyes and for no revenge he prayed. And those of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road bowed our heads and said a prayer for the rescue of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home, and late at night a car came prowling round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. What for Christ did young MacDonald they have taken from the door? Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged him with his tears. But centuries of hatred have ears that cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. They were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, not for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern lands. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Now I don't know where the moral is or where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the order, they are not the ones to die. It's Scott and MacDonald and the likes of you and I. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. There were roses.
Sean Keane, and they were Roses, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, let me have a quick look before I wrap up for the night, see how Ireland are getting on. They're playing that match against North Macedonia. This is a match that nobody really wanted to play. The two teams that lost last week, and Ireland losing two Chechnya in penalties, and both North Macedonia and Ireland probably didn't want to play the game, but 39,000 people turned up and the game ended in a draw. So huge disappointment, probably relief for some of the housewives in Ireland whose husbands probably would have been out to the World Cup, beg, borrow and steal at the money. But the dream is over for Ireland, and it looks like that Italy will be there, and Poland and Sweden are still playing, so are Chechnya and Denmark. So New Zealand, we're already qualified, so we'll be back in New Zealand all the way. Of course, the other teams over there that have qualified are Scotland for the first time in many years, and indeed England. So World Cup kicking off in June, being played in America, Canada and Mexico. So that's it for another week. I just want to wish you a very, very happy Easter, and hopefully you get some nice weather, whether you're listening here in New Zealand or in Ireland. And we'll go out tonight with Eleanor Shanley.